Greetings, welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Mi'ilah, Daf Yod Chet Amud Aleph, about to begin our study of the fifth parak of Mi'ilah. Hanehanem Nahekdesh Shaveh Pruta, Avbi Shalop Pagam Ma'al, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. In this parak, certainly in this Mishnah, we're going to clarify what Mi'ilah actually means. We know what it applies to, we know it has to be paid back, we know about things being mitzaref, but what does Mi'ilah mean? So Rabbi Kiva says that if you get any benefit from Hekdesh, as long as the benefit is worth a pruta, even though you didn't devalue the item itself in any way, still that's Mi'ilah. Anything that typically gets devalued with use, Mi'ilah does not apply till you devalue it. But things that don't get immediately devalued, you're in violation as soon as you get Hana'ah. Ketzad, let's see an example. Let's say a woman put a Hekdesh jewelry around her neck, or tabat piyada, a ring on her finger, or shatat pekosh alzav, she drank from a golden cup that had been given to Hekdesh, and in every case she didn't know it was Hekdesh. Heman shenanta, it should be ma'al. So mi'ilah applies right away, because these are things that are not typically devalued on immediately on use. But lavash b'chaluk, kisa b'talit, if you put on some garments that were Hekdesh, or bikea b'kordom, or you used a tool like an axe of Hekdesh, lo ma'al achif gom. Those are things that typically get devalued or physical loss of the part of the object upon use, and therefore you need to have gum. If you have a korban chatat, which is alive, mi'ilah only applies after you have in some way devalued it. But when if it's already dead, then it's immediate, because then it is essentially kudusha damim. Okay, let's examine this. First, we have a strange bright that says, "Motor Rabbi Kiva l'chachamim davar sheish bo pgam." Rabbi Kiva agrees with the chachamim that if it's something that normally gets nifgam, then you're not in violation without a pgam, which means that Rabbi Kiva essentially agrees with everything the chachamim said. So, my kamipalgi, where's the disagreement? Rabbi Ravush mitzia, which means a middle garment, not something right on your skin, and not something on the outside. Something on the outside gets affected by the elements, it gets snagged on things, things spill on it, things against your skin immediately get sweaty and dirty, but things between them, those don't have immediate gum. Umalmalai is some sort of fancy garment that you wouldn't wear too often. Alright, so there Rabbi Kiva says, Hana'ah immediately, Rabbanan say, Pekam. Tanu Rabbanan. So now we're going to see a longish braita about the essentials of Mi'ilah, and then we will deconstruct it. Nefesh. The Torah starts off by saying, Nefesh ki techta, echad ha'yachid v'chad ha'nasi v'chad ha'mashiach. Remember, this is in Vayikra Hey. In Vayikra Dalet, where the Korban Chatat was introduced, it was introduced as a special Korban for Kohen Mashiach, Kohen Gadol, a special Korban for the Par Helam Davishal Tzibur, if the Beit Din erred and instructed incorrectly. That's what Masachan Horayot's about. A special one for the Nasi, and then one for the individual. So here we see Nefesh. It applies to all of those individuals. Yachid, Nasi, and Mashiach. All are in are under the same ban and some consequences of Mi'ilah. We'll see why we had to say that. Kiti mo mal, so ein mal el shinui. What does Mi'ilah mean? It means deviation from proper use. V'cheinu omer, yishish ki tistei shto mal av omal. Adultery is called Mi'ilah in the case of the sotat. V'yomer v'yimalu belohei avotehem, ha'iznoach rei abalim. Avodazor is called Mi'ilah. In both cases, deviation from the proper relationship. Now, yachol pagam velo nene, I might think that if you devalued but got no benefit, oh nene velo pagam or got benefit without devaluing, and it uvam mechuba lakarka, or that it applies to things in the ground, like you makdish a tree, and you climb the tree, shliach sarsa shlichuto, or if a shliach does the mi'ilah for you, that he's chayav, like a normal din of shliach sarsa avera, therefore we have the word nefesh kitimomal v'chata'a v'nemar chet b'truma v'nemar chet b'mi'ilah. It's a very famous gzerah shava, pasuk 1 and 4 on the page. Machet amur b'truma pogem v'nehene. What do we know about truma? Truma is when you eat it, so therefore you're devaluing it and getting benefit. Umisha b'gam nehene, that's the same person doing both. V'nemar shpogem bo nehene, it's the same object that's being devalued, that's giving you the benefit. And they both happen in the same action. Separately, the talush bin akarka, truma only applies to things that are out of the ground. And let's keep in mind that truma works for the shaliach. If you send a shaliach to take truma, it is valid truma. So therefore, afcheta mur b'mi'ila. So therefore, right now we're going to construct mi'ila very narrowly. Pogem v'nehene, you have to devalue it and get hana'a. Umishabagam nehene, it's got to be the same guy. V'varshabogem bo nehene, it has to be in the same object that you're getting the hana'a that you devalued. And they have to be simultaneous with the same action. And therefore, if you send a shaliach, has to be talush, and if you send a shaliach to do milah, it's your milah, not his. Now, that's the limited version. The writer continues, Ainli ella ochel banana. So all I know from here is that if you eat hekdesh, but the varshem b'pkam minayin, what about something that has no pkam, like you have a hekdesh animal and you charge people to come look at it? Achilato v'achilat chaviro. How about this? What if you take some hekdesh and you eat some and you give some to your friend to eat? Hanayato v'achilat chaviro. You get benefit and your friend gets some benefit. Hanayato v'achilat chaviro. You mix those two. Achilato v'achilat chaviro. Mix them the other way. How do I know that those can be put together to make the shear of Shavu Pruta, and you're liable, you're the one who gave it to him, so you're liable. Filizman Maruban, by the way, you could get some benefit today and give it to him and he eats it in a week and it's still mitzareif. Minayin tamid lomar tim olmal, the extra word tim olmal, mikol makom. So imacheta amur b'trumah l'tzaref shtei achilot ke'achad. So let's keep going. In truma, if you eat two things not at the same time, they don't come together for the shear. So it could be the same thing here. So a little bit what the last statement was about. What if you eat a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow? Or even years later. And we continue. In the narrow construction, we said it should be like truma, where the hana and the pgam are simultaneous. What if I eat and the other fellow eats? If they come at shalosh shani minayin at different times, how do I know that together? Tamid omer tim omal mikol makom. And we're not done. V'imachei tamur b'truma ad sheyetzei min hakodesh l'chol. What happens with truma is when you eat the truma, you've made it chulin, and that's what you have to pay for. So v'hakodesh l'chodesh, what happens? And we can construct a case right now when you have funds of hekdesh, and you use them, but they stay circulating in hekdesh. They haven't gotten out lechulin. How do I know that's me'ila? Let's say you took your nests, and then you use them to counterbalance a coin, and then you use that coin to buy a korban. So Rabbi Shimon says, you chayv mi'ila, and that mi'ila is as soon as you spent it on the animal. Rabbi Yudomer, achi zorkat adam, only when you did zorkat adam in the animal. But minayin, how do I know that even when it stays in Kodesh, it's mi'ila? Tamad lomar, timo mal, mikol makom. That's the braita. There, as you can see from the size of the page, this is the end of it, this amud, we're not going to deconstruct the whole braita, but I'm amar nefesh, achari achid, achar asib, achar mashuch, v'mashva. Shechomai, like, why would I think that the Nasi or the Yikon Magadol is excused? Pshita Nefesh Ktiv. The answer is, Ma'udatayim Amar Achmana. One of the models of Me'ila is where the Torah forbids us, we saw this at the beginning of Kretot, from using Shemen HaMishcha for our own use. And there it says, Vayashar Yitin Men Olazar. If you remember, we had the Machloket, Tanaim, about what happens if you anoint a king who was already anointed, or a Kohen Gadol who was already anointed, and you anoint them unnecessarily, is there a chiyuv karet? So I might think, right? I might think that a melech or a kohen gadol are not zarim shemen hamishcha. So kamash malan, therefore, teaches us that they are, nefesh tells us that they are, and everybody's equal when it comes to milah. The Torah compared, using the word ma'al, mi'ila, violating sancta, to adultery and to avodah zarah, and to truma, with chet chet. For what purpose? L'sota, dafagav de lo pagam, because sota is about hana'a, it's about mutual pleasure, and therefore there's no pagam. So to show you that mi'ila is also a liability, even if there's no pagam. Gabe hekdesh nami. Now, nata biadam ma'ala, so therefore, it's going to be hekdesh. If she puts a ring on her finger of hekdesh, she gets benefit. She has violation of, she's violated mi'ila. Ki akshachman al avodazara. Why did the Torah compare to avodazara? Da adi pashinui. There has to be some sort of a deviation involved. Gabi hekdesh nami, adi bikab akardomi, ufagim pagum. If it's, let's say, something that typically has some sort of devaluation, you have to use it and have it be chipped away in some way, like the axe. Shachmana the truma. Why did the Torah come out to truma? For something we haven't seen yet. Ma truma ki yochal. The Torah says, v'ish ki yochal kodesh bishkaga, and he has to pay with a fifth. So ki yochal is pat la mazik. So if you're mazik truma food, you don't pay the chomesh. You have to pay the karen because you stole, basically. So therefore, in Me'ilah also, if it's food we're talking about, you're patur if you damage the food instead of eating it. All right, Kitzan, not cut last. So now we have an example in the Mishnah about putting the ring on. What, gold isn't devalued? Why don't we say you have to be devalued? These daughters-in-law, they were given gold at their wedding. Where is it now? Maybe it's because they didn't treat it nicely, careful. Maybe they threw it around. If you need you're right. You don't. We're right. You don't devalue gold immediately on use, unlike clothing and things like that. But certainly there is pekima over time. So if they were married years ago, so the gold's not going to be shiny as it was. Okay. So the end of the Mishnah talked about getting an offer machatat. If it's alive, it's dead. But if it's alive, mechte ibeveim atmima hainu koshel zahav. If this animal is an animal that is ready for the mizbeach, then it's got kedushat haguf. So why isn't there meila immediately upon use? Who needs pgam? So our papa balat mumaskin. And you're right, it's a balmum. And since it's a balmum, therefore, it is the sort of thing that this needs a pgam in order to violate Me'ilah, because it's omid lapidyon. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah on the top of Yod Tet Amud Bet, and have the short way to the end of this very short parak. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.